belonging. I think that's something we all strive for, have fit, to be in place, to belong. This affects choices in family life, with friends, and even here, with our faith. We want to feel part of something. Everybody knows your name and all that. Which means Jesus' turn in our prayer today can catch us off guard. They, meaning us, do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. This sounds like a prescription to forever not belong to the group, if not an invitation to found the newest hermitage. Yet we know Jesus was deeply part of this world. His incarnation, God's embrace of human flesh, is as central a tenet of the faith as any other. He was so tied to the world in Sunday's ascension, our humanity is brought up with God. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. The world here is often contrasted with God's kingdom, especially so it's better to hear this as the lesser things of the world, the falsehoods that get exposed by consecration to the truth. Put another way, what is behind Jesus' deep tie to the world? His love for creation, his desire for our salvation. Maybe that could be something to reflect on in our own group formation. What and why do we belong to this group or that type of thinking? We need to be deeply tied to the world too, but for the right purpose, with the right motivation, following Jesus's pattern.